So without further ado, let's press ahead. Oh, I have to tell you where the village is, first of all. It's a lovely village with estuary views, and it's sandwiched between King Stainton and Tynmouth. It's Bishop Stainton, and the first person that I met there was Philip Good. I met everybody in the community hall, well, just about everybody anyway, and I met Philip, and I said, Philip, what do you like about Bishop Stainton?
Well, it's got such a lot going for it. Really, there's no one has any excuse for ever being lonely. It's such a social village. It's like John Major's classless society also, because everyone goes with everybody else. As an example, here, right where you're sitting in this large hall, once a month on a Wednesday, there's a community lunch. And all the single people, singles, come. They enjoy each other's company. They have an excellent meal, very reasonable meal. And anyone who comes to the village as a newcomer, especially if they're on their own, they're invited to come here, and there's no looking back, they just go on. So if anyone is an isolationist, well, that's up to them, but there's no need for anyone to be as such.
It's nice to hear that a community centre actually being used for the community.
It really is. Oh, there's such a lot going for it, and there's so many organisations. I can't name them all just out of the top of my head. One particular one. Now, of course, we're going on to an age group, but forget age groups. There's something for all age group. But this particular one is called the Probus Club. There are Probus Clubs all over the country. Probus, professional businessman, retired. And they meet on the second and third Tuesday morning through the season here at our lovely Cockhaven Manor Inn. And there's a different speaker, there's a speaker finder, they have a cup of coffee, they have a sit down, there's an excellent speaker, and then after that they can adjourn to the bar to continue their conversation. But it's a wonderful thing, and it was formed in 1972. Goodness, that makes it coming up to a quarter of a century, doesn't it, nearly? Well, it will be soon. And it's stronger than ever. It took off from the start, and it's never, there's been no let up. There's always people who are wanting to join the Probus Club. Nice.
What was your line of business?
Well, I was generally transport, removals, bus service, coaching, that sort of. We did removals all over Europe. We did coaches all over Europe. Nice. But Bishop Stainton is still pretty good to come back to.
So how do you spend your days now?
Gosh, if you saw my diary, I wonder how I found time to live when I was... I'm chairman of all sorts of things and secretary of one or two things. One very enjoyable thing I do is guiding. Once a month, there's a rota for a nearby village, Sheldon. They have a 1785 day on Wednesdays. We dress up in 1785 garb, and there's a free walk around the visitors love it. See, Sheldon has a lot going for it. The villages do here. I'm also very enjoyable taking people as a guide over Uggbrook House. That's most enjoyable. Marvellous place. So, oh yes, I've got plenty to do.
Do you get a lot of visitors in this part of the world?
Yes. In fact, Bishop Stainton at one time, according to the national newspapers, perhaps the Daily Express, it must be right, it was referred to as the only village as such on the English Riviera, as a self-contained village. You see, all the other parts of the English Riviera are attached to a town or something, but in its own right, as a village, Bishop Stainton was referred to in the Express as the only village on the English Riviera. As such, of course, we do get a lot of visitors. Plenty for them to do.